You know, this is one of those topics that no one really wants to think about, but if you're a parent, a homeowner, married, or helping take care of aging parents, it's something that honestly deserves a little attention. I'm talking about estate planning. And before you tune out thinking it's complicated or expensive, that's actually why I want to mention trust and will. Trust and will makes estate planning feel way less intimidating than it sounds. They offer modern, attorney-designed wills and trusts that you can create online. And the process is surprisingly straightforward. In fact, you can create a will in as little as 30 minutes. That includes things like guardianship for your kids or pets, how your assets are distributed, and even healthcare directives. Don't wait until it's too late. Protect your loved ones with Trust and Will, the most trusted name in online estate planning. Go to trustandwill.com/future to get 20% off. That's trustandwill.com/future for 20% off. trustandwill.com/future.
The Claire Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
I'm joined by Colm Buhig now from Off the Ball. We're going to talk about what happened in sport over the weekend and what we can look forward to next week, this week. We'll start with the sacking of Igor Tudor, like from Spurs. He was in charge for 7 games. Everyone's going, oh, they got rid of him and that's terrible. But actually, they left him there for a long time, it feels like. Because every time Owen comes in here to chat to us about sport, Spurs have lost again.
Yeah, so he was 44 days in charge in total. And there's another really famous example of a manager being in charge of a club for 44 days, which is Brian Clough in Leeds United.
Oh, okay.
And they got a book and a movie out of that.
They did.
And I'm not sure Igor Tudor's going to get that.
I don't think so.
The Damned United, that was called. And this would be the Damned Tottenham Hotspur. It looked bad from the start. Like, it was only in mid-February there that Thomas Frank, the previous manager, got sacked. So his record will finish as he got a point at Anfield. They drew 1-1. That was on the 15th of March.
Mm-hmm.
And then a few days later, in fairness, they beat Atletico Madrid on the night 3-2 at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. But they lost that tie overall. So they won, but they lost, kind of thing. And then the last game was the next game at home to Nottingham Forest.
So who are they going to get?
Well, I was actually, just before I came into it, I was looking at the bookies odds. So Roberto De Zerbi's the favourite. So he used to manage Brighton in the Premier League. He was the guy who kind of brought Evan Ferguson through.
Right.
So he backed Evan Ferguson.
We like him.
And then he got the Marseille job in France, De Zerbi, but he left there recently. Now, he initially said, I have no interest in taking any job till the summer. And now, reportedly, he's kind of changing his mind on that. So it could be an option for sure. Sean Dyche as well is another one who was linked. And then you have to go to lads who haven't managed in years. Glenn Hoddle has been a couple of decades away from the game. Harry Redknapp, about a decade.
Yeah, the fans want him, or that's what they're saying anyway.
Yeah, I think that would be a good appointment. Mm-hmm. You make you feel good about yourself, Claire. You know? That's
does he want the gig?
Yeah, he does.
He really
wants it,
does he?
He's on the record. He was at Cheltenham and a microphone was shoved in his face. And he said, yeah, of course I want.
Yeah.
So that would have been a bad shout. Yeah.
I like that. I like when they're hungry for the gig.
Yeah, that's half the battle.
Now, we have a match tomorrow night.
We do.
Ireland-North Macedonia. Like, I think that we're there with them, aren't we, for this? Because of the display last week. I think they deserve us to be there with them.
Yeah, like, totally.
They're not going to be that keen on playing this game for lots of reasons, but we're all there.
No, I mean, North Macedonia's equivalent of what we do for a living would feel the same way. It's like, why are we going to Ireland to play this game?
Yeah.
It is meaningless. But I do wonder, will they get a really good reception, the Irish players? You think they would?
I hope they will.
Yeah.
Well, like, why do we have to play this game? This is now classed as a friendly, isn't
it? Yeah, it's organised before the event, obviously, in that it was, I think they're setting it as a third place playoff. Because this is like, two semi-finals happen on Thursday.
Yeah, is it part of the gig though? Part of like the UEFA gig, you have to play a certain amount of matches, you have to tick boxes, and so it has to be done, even though nobody wants to do it.
Exactly. I mean, that is exactly the way you'd look at it. Like, I guess it's a FIFA directive, and I'm sighing even talking about this, Claire. You know, I could feel the energy sapping away because I'm thinking of because last Thursday morning was one of the greatest experience ever on radio and Off the Ball. We got Nicky Byrne on. Just to give him a text there 5 minutes before he came on. I said, yeah, of course I'll come on and talk about it. And he had a Westlife Irish branded hoodie. And he was showing it off, Claire. He was look at the front, look at the back.
He was a footballer.
He was, of course. And then Friday morning, it was just...
I know.
It's like a funeral, you know.
Everyone was so up for it. But it was a great watch. I don't regret, because I stayed up late way past my bedtime to watch that game. Yeah. I don't regret one second of it. It was great.
No, and the last, you're right to say that we've bought into this team now, and it came from nowhere, Claire. Mm. Like, it was before the Portugal and Hungary games there last year. We were all saying, like, obviously, Hamer Hagrimsson's going to leave the job after this because they were so disastrous up to that point. And the Portugal game happens, that's a fantastic performance. But then the Hungary one, that Troy Parrott hat-trick and that last-minute winner, last kick of the game, virtually. And it's one of those ones where I think everyone will remember where they were watching that. Like, that's how significant that was. And Thursday was this kind of culmination of all that feeling over the last few months, and everyone really felt together. Even the live comment section of our YouTube stream was really positive on Thursday. It was like all these typical negative people coming and like, you know what, this is great. And then Friday morning, we all came back to it. But I think it's actually worse today because the adrenaline rush. You know what I'm talking about? Like, kind of funeral,
We were okay on Friday.
Yeah, because we're all in it together.
Yeah.
Shared grief. I mean, obviously in the sporting landscape, it's shared grief. Mm. And then today it's kind of like, well, now we have to kind of get on with the rest of the sport.
I know.
You know?
Seamus Coleman, though, it could be his last time tomorrow night in an Ireland jersey. Yeah. That's really important to show him the respect that he deserves.
Yeah, massive. Like, it's really hard to find adjectives to describe Seamus Coleman's meaning to Ireland that haven't been used before, because you go through all of them throughout his career. And it's just that he's like the epitome of responsibility and role models.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, he's probably the top guy, really, when you think about it, in that he's just a fantastic player, first of all, and then his attitude to it, and the fact that he was left out of the squad initially in this campaign by Hamer Hagrimsson and got his way back in. And Claire, like, the guy does not play for Everton. He doesn't play club football.
Yes.
And he started this game last Thursday and he was able to hang with the rest of them.
Yeah, but when he was talking the day before, he said, I don't worry about this. I am able for this. I can do it. You know, I've trained. I'm there. And he was, you know?
Yeah, and you believe
true
him
every
to his
time.
Word. Yeah, totally. And then he was asked about that on television afterwards. You know, is this the last time we're going to see you virtually? And he deflected from that question. Now is not the time to talk about that. And he said, you know, we'll see, I suppose. And look, it very well could be the case that tomorrow night at the Aviva Stadium against North Macedonia is the last time you see Seamus Coleman. Or, Claire, he could continue. He could say, well, why do I want to walk away? Because he's in great shape for his age in terms of being a footballer. He barely plays club football. And he was pretty good last Thursday. Mm-hmm. So why would you walk away?
Listen, we are just about out of time, believe it or not. But Donegal won the league, which is grand. But Carlo crowned Division 4 champions. Let's just give them a mention because it has been a long time.
44 years.
Yeah.
Justified that. Elongated long.
Yeah.
Very long. Nearly half a century without a league or a championship of any note.
Delighted for them.
Yes.
Great. They beat Longford and congratulations to them. It was a bit of a battle as well. Well done, Carlo. And thank you very much, Colm. Right.
Claire.
We are going to take a break coming up to news.
The Claire Byrne Show with Aviva Insurance. Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.